Komishayim. And the case was the person first came to ask of Ami, what's the loch on Yom Tov? But the case was of Ami himself saw the mumer of Yom Tov. And in his mind, he saw right away it's a mum. So Zayska Paskin, it's a mum. So now on Yom Tov, he just told the person, what I saw yesterday was a mum. That's okay. He's not being matra today. It's like the Hetam was chai yesterday already. Heshki have you, what was the case? Ki ho di Yehu Gavra, a certain person. The I say Buchru l'kaim of the Rava. He brought his Bechor in front of Rava. Afanya demayla yomatova. On the Erev Yom Tov, Mamar's late come out at the beginning of Yom Tov. Late on Erev Yom Tov. That's when he first brought his Bechor in front of Rava to check it out. Heavy Yosef Rava. Rava was sitting there for Kochayev Reshi. He was scrubbing his head. He was taking his nice hot shower, the covered Yom Tov. He was scrubbing his head. Dolayna, he lifted up his eyes. V'chazi l'mumah. He lifted up his eyes and he saw the Bechor out there and he saw the mum was there. So he had no time to talk to the guy. He was in the middle taking a shower. Omle told him, Zilidna, go away today. V'tolamacha, come back tomorrow. His kiyach l'mach, when the person came back tomorrow, and Yom Tov Omar, he said, Heichi yev yuv, what was the case? So now Rav Ami, Rava, was asking the Bailim, what was the case? In other words, Rava noticed that there was a mum on it yesterday. So true, it had a mum. But he wanted to check it out to make sure that the owner did not make the mum himself, or did it happen by itself. So he questioned him now to find out how did that mum come about on the animal, on the Bechor. So Omar asked him, Heichi yev yuvta, how was the case, how did your Bechor get a mum? Omalei said back to him, Heve shedayin sari b'gisa tutsa. There was some barley on one side of a fence of a hutsa, is usually thorns, a thorn fence. To have the ihu be either gisa, and the bechor was on the other side of the fence of the thorns. Tahadi de boilum echel. So when the bechor wanted to go to theirs to eat the barley, he put his head through the thorns. Is ayoresha? His head went through the thorns. Or partei hutzulis vaseh, and the thorns cut its lips. So that's how the bechor got a mum. So the maisa was again rova on erev yom tov. Noticed that the animal had a split lip on erev yom tov. Now the guy came back to him on Yom Tov. Rava just questioned him, how did the mum come about? So Omalei, so Rava asked this person, Dilma Atkaramtalei, maybe you did it on purpose, maybe you on purpose put barley on the other side of the fence of the thorns, and you put your Bechor on this side. So you knew what's going to happen. You knew now that your Bechor is going to want to eat the barley, so you know the Bechor is going to put his hair through the thorns and cut his lips. That's called you caused the mum to come about it. And in such a case, that's us. You're not allowed to do that. So that's what Rav asked him. Maybe you did it. Omalei loy. The person answered back, no, I did not do it. I didn't have this intention. I was time taking my Bechor for a walk. And by itself, it went to cut its lip. So, Melam, some Rav told him, okay, then it's okay. It's a kosher mum. And you're allowed to eat the animal. For the Gemara, though, me not tamro the gramoser. How do we know this halacha? You're not allowed to be gurim or mum on a Bechor. How do we know even to make a grama? You're not doing it via dayim. You're only causing like here. Like even if he did it, he would have put the barley on the other side of the fence. And now the Bechor by himself will come and put his head through the fence. How do we know that, Sosa? The Tanya we learned, the Pasuk says, Mum la yiya boy. On the Bechor, you should not make a mum. Ein liyelish la yiya boy mum. That you're not allowed to make the mum. Shashi la yiya means karibe la yiya. You should not make it. Minayish la yigram loy. How do you know you can't just cause it to happen, be garment? You don't actually take the knife to cut its lip. Like this case, you put the barley on the other side of the fence at the animal, you cause the animal to cut its lip. Ayde dov rachar, shalayovi. The case is you should not bring botzeg, dough, or devela, or else figs, viyaniach loy agabi yoizin. And you should not put the figs or the dough on the ear of the bechor. You know what's going to happen then? If you put the dough on the ear of your Bechor, so your dog is going to come and start barking, start biting at the dough, and it'll bite off the ear of the Bechor. Geshmak, it's not a treifa, but akoponim, your Bechor became a Baal Mum, you're allowed to shecht it. How do we know you're not allowed to do that? You can't cause a Mum to come on your Bechor. Tamalayim, the Pasuk says, Kol Mum, lo yiyaboy. Said Lashon, Kol Mum, any Mum. Oma mum v'yoma kol mum. It says kol mum la yiyaboy. So what's the kol mum? Any type of a mum means you can't even cause it to happen. Not only is it also for you to take the knife and cut, but you can't cause it to happen. That's also awesome in the Raisa. Rashi, laiya karba laiya, hokias in a mum laiya by en liella. E cost of mum, vlo cost of koil, lo hoi the less a grumma, el in the sinas mum amish. Avalach shava ma mum less than the sinas mum. Terra says mum laiya by you can't cut, you can't cut. Mamish. Vyama kol mum, why does Terra say the word kol, kol mum, less a grumma? That you're not allowed to even cause it. A grumma is also awesome in the raisa. So, question is, Gemara be mashman, if you did cause it, then you're not allowed to eat it. So if that's the chumra, Rava meant to ask him. Rava asked the person, if you caused it, then I would not be matzvah, then I wouldn't let you eat the bechor. So now Gemara is mashma that not only is it an avera to do it, you're not allowed to cause that your bechor should have a mum, but if you do cause it, what I can tell you, you're not allowed to eat it. So I'm not sure if that's midiraisa, that's only midirabonin. Could be it's only kanas midirabonin. Midiraisa could be it's only yosa to do it. You can't cause it to happen. Whether midiraisa is yosa to eat it or not, that I'm not sure. So the Mishnah. Behema shemesa, behema that dies on Yom Tov, is layizzenimim koima. You can't move it. Trashi ain't a ruya lakarin ayyim. Tobi achila asur liyelim. It's like it said, it's a novella now. And there's a bechor died on Yom Tov. So the koin can't eat it. Uba soka or lesita lakalboy bi Yom Tov oser. You can't burn it or you can't give it to a dog's teeth. A bechor that died on Yom Tov. The ain mevarin kotchim timeim in oilim bi Yom Tov. Because the maestro was a bechor. It died out of bechor. So it's like kotchim that died. Allah is not let it burn kotchim timeim on Yom Tov. Vi afilu ay dechilas behema. You can't even give this kotchim for your animal teeth on Yom Tov. The kaimlon we hold in Gemara Shabbos, shein sorfim kotchim bi Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn kotchim on Yom Tov, because it has no purpose, not called lechem. You're only allowed to burn something that's a purpose for you. For tzor gevoy, you're not allowed to burn. So you want to burn this kotchim, even though the mitzvah is to burn a kotchim temeim, an animal's behemah, when it died, the mitzvah is to burn it, but not on Yom Tov. You have no right to burn it on Yom Tov, because it's not called lechem, you're not burning it for your own purpose. So the chiddush is, v'loy taima dafka sreifa. Don't only think you can't burn it. Mishum di avor la tzarechi, it's a malacha burning. To a madlik mishem and sreifa be yom tiv havor la tzarechi. That luck is near be yom tiv tzarechi lehi. Or materis, that stop burning the nair you are allowed to. Because burning the nair for the purpose of having light, it's mutter on yom tiv. For Hashem, it's true mashin etmaastik zeras akosavi, shen kotshim tmeim is varim be yom tiv. To a rachmon ha'achshul ha'rosan, it's siv eish, yisar shuk lak malachi. As Rashi is explaining, not like that. Don't think, Stam, you can't burn it because you have no purpose from it. Because it could be you do have purpose from it. Like, Lamashal, you could have Hanor from the light. Let's say you burn Shemin Sreif, Lamashal. Shemin of Truma that became Tmeya. You're not allowed to burn it on Yom Tov. Now, why not? When you burn the Shemin, you're having enjoyment. It's giving off light now. You're allowed to have enjoyment on Yom Tov. So why can't you burn the Shemin Sreif, Shemin Tmeya on Yom Tov? Teretz is at the Xeros HaKosev. That the terrorist says, burning Kutchim, or burning Truma Tumei is called the Malacha. And this Malacha is also to do on Yom Tov. And the Malacha is not only burning, any way to get rid of it. So you're not allowed to give it to your dog either. By giving it to your dog, that's the way of getting rid of it. The Torah's Mashma is called the Malacha. So this you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So that's what the Mishnah says again. Tehema Shemesef, the Bechor died on Yom Tov. It's Muksa, Leiz, Zenimim Koim, you can't move it. Because you can't burn it, you can't eat it. O Maise Visholos Ebitarfin. The mice happened that a Bechor died on Yom Tov, and they went to ask Rav Tarfin, Olei, V'yal ha'chala, shenitmas. They also asked him, what about chala that became Tomei on Yom Tov? V'nichnas l'beis ha'medrish v'shol v'yom aloi, lo yezizim m'koimam. Same halacha. They're both muksi, you can't touch it today. Because since it's chala that's Tomei, the Kohen cannot eat it, you're not allowed to burn it today, because it's called the Molocha destroying Kochim Tomei. So therefore you can't burn this Bechor that died, you can't burn the chalas Tomei, therefore you can have no use from it, it's muksa, you can't use it. Mor says, Leimo tenan stamo t'loik Reb Shimon. Let's say there's the Stam Mishnah, not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is always the one that says that it ain't muksa. The Tanan, we learn it like this, or the Tetanya, Reb Shimon Aymer, mechadchin et adeluyim lefnei abheima. On Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cut up pumpkins to give to an animal. Even though you're doing some tircha, let's say to feed your animal this mutter. You're also allowed to cut up an avela, a dead animal that died on, when it died, but a dead animal, you're allowed to cut it up to give it to the klovim. That's what the Shimon says. Shimon says it's not muksa. An avela could be used to cut up to give to the klovim. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. if it did not die before Shabbos, then Asur, then you can't do anything. In other words, if Yehuda holds Muksa, see if at the beginning of Shabbos the animal was dead already, was in the veil already, so we say, what's the purpose of a veil? To give it to the Klovim. So it's like set aside to give to the dogs, you're allowed to feed the dogs even on Shabbos. Mashenken, if at the beginning of Shabbos the animal was alive, so at the beginning of Shabbos we say the animal was made to Shechter after Shabbos, then a person should eat the meat. So now when it dies on Shabbos, it wasn't set aside to be used for a killer. If it's Muksa, you can't use it for the Klovim. Rabbi Shimon says nothing doing. Even though the animal first dies on Shabbos, still, since Lamaisa right now, it's usable to give to a caliph, so it's not Muksa, you give it to a caliph. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah says when the animal dies on Yom Tov, it's Muksa lo yizez enem kaima. According to Rabbi Shimon, the Chorot should be Muti, you should be allowed to use the animal on Yom Tov. Gemara says Poshid. Afilu Taimi Rabbi Shimon, Moide Rabbi Shimon, the Balachayim Shemesu Shasurim. If Shimon are Moide that Balachayim that died, they're worse. A Balachayim that was healthy, beginning of Shabbos, beginning of Yom Tov, and it dies in the middle of Shabbos, that you can't use. We'll soon see the Svaras, we'll soon see why not. Svaras says, Ho Nichola Ma Bar Meimim Shemei De Rova, the Yoma that he said over, Moide Hoi Rabbi Shimon Balachayim Shemesu Shasurim. That yes, of Shimon is Moide. A Baal Chai, an animal that's alive, you have no das to use to give to your klovin, to give to the dogs. When the animal's alive at the beginning of Shabbos, you have in mind to leave it over to after Shabbos, and then you'll shecht it and the man will eat it. So now that it dies on Shabbos, it's muksa, you have nothing, no das at all to give it to the klovin, to give to the dogs. So it's muksa, you can't use it. So this man Yom says, even Reb Shimon is Maida, this is muksa. Then it's good our Mishnah. We're talking about the behemoth was alive before Yom Tov, and now it first died on Yom Tov. So it's mamash muksa, you have no intention to give it to the dogs. Melech muksa, even according to Rav Shimon, our Mishnah comes a good according to Rav Shimon. Elo lema bread the Rav Yosef, mishmei the Rova, the Yoma that he says, chola koye Rav Shimon, afilu babal chayim shemesu, no. Rav Shimon even argues, even on a bal chay, even on a live animal, that first dies on Shabbos or dies on Yom Tov. Shemutarim, he still holds it's not muksa. That, in other words, the svar is that even before Shabbos, a person realizes that it could be the animal will die. It's not so far-fetched the animal will die. It's possible the animal will die. So since it's possible the animal will die, it enters the person's mind before Shabbos, maybe I'll use this animal for the dogs. Like on the side it dies, I'll have to give it to the dogs. So it entered the person's mind to think about it before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon holds it's not muksa. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. That according to Rabbi Shimon, even if the animal first dies on Shabbos, even first dies on Yom Tov, it's not muksa. You're allowed to give it to the klovim. So if so, Michael Meima, what can you say in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah says here the animal that died on Yom Tov is lo yizenem kaimi. You can't use it as muksa. So our Mishnah is a steer with Rabbi Shimon. So Rosh says Poshet. Tigmo zero bebehemas kodishim. Our Mishnah is not talking about a regular animal that died. Our Mishnah, like Rashi said in the Mishnah, our Mishnah is talking about a bechor that died. A bechor that died is new halacha. A bechor that dies on Yom Tov is called kodshim. Kodshim shemesu, the din is a mitzvah to burn it. And like Rashi says, here when you burn the kodshim, it's called a new malacha. So that's why it's muksa. You can't even give it to the dog's feet today on Yom Tov, because it's a malacha. The Torah says, kodshim that mace you have to burn, you have to destroy it. And the Torah was machshavit, gave it a shame malacha. It's called a malacha what you're doing. So in the middle of the weekday, you're allowed to do it. But on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do it. So on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to give your dog's teeth from this bechor that died. Not because it's muksa. The Emes according to Rabbi Shimon, it wouldn't be muksa. If it would have been a behemas chulin, everything would be okay. You're allowed to feed it to your dogs. But since it was a bechor, it was a kodshim that died, and kodshim shemeisit is a mitzvah sesei, to burn it. And by giving it to your dogs, it's also called you destroying it, and it's called you doing this mitzvah. So since the Torah says it's a mitzvah to destroy it, Rashi says it's called a malacha. The Torah gave it a shame malacha, that's why it's also to do on Yom Tov. So therefore, Rav Shimon is merged to our Mishnah. Dekunam, I'll bring you a proof to this. Diktoni Yolo, our Mishnah says, V'yal chala shinitmas, the same malacha about chala that became Tomei. So ma chala de Kedisha, just like chala is like truma, it has Kedusha to it. Atayim of the Kedisha, the race of the Mishnah, it says the behem shemeso, also means a special animal, an animal of a kochim, of a bechor. Elazim of this, atayim of the Kedisha. Why does the Mishnah say you can't move this animal that died on Yom Tov? Because it was kochim. Ha de chulin, mash of the animal is a regular chulin, a regular animal. Sharia, you would be allowed to move it around on Yom Tov.
If so, honi chalama bread Rabbi Yosef Mishmeder over the Yomar cholakoy Rabbi Shimon Nafa Balachayim shemesu shemotarim shapir. It's very good according to this man the Yom, and it says Rabbi Shimon is moida even by a balchay. If the animal was alive at the beginning of Yontif and now it first dies in the middle of Yontif, we don't say as far as since it was alive at the beginning of Yomtiv, you had a mind only to use it for Shechita, for person, and not for Klovin. No. According to Reb Shimon, it entered your mind, maybe you will die, and if it dies, you know you have to give it to your dogs. So it's not called Mutsa. You had a mind maybe to give it to your dogs. So this man, the Yom, it's very good, our Mishnah, it's a Diyak. The Mishnah says, why can't you touch this animal now that it died on Yomtiv? Because it's Kachim. Mashma, if it wouldn't be Kachim, it would be your own private animal. If it dies on Yomtiv, you are allowed to move it around. So this man, the Yom, our core part of the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon, that's Mekel and Muksa, and even though it was a Baal Chai, the animal was alive at the beginning of the Yom Tov, still we say it's not Muksa. So then it's very good. Ela, but according to Lema Bara Meimer, Mishmei the Rova, the Yom, that he says, Moid Hoi, Reb Shimon, Baal Chayim, Shemesu Shasurim, that he holds even Reb Shimon, the one that's Mekel and Muksa, is Moid by this Chomitika Muksa of Baal Chai, that it's Osir, that you can't touch it if it dies in Yom Tov. Who does our Mishnah go like? Our Mishnah doesn't go like Reb Yehuda, doesn't go like Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon, you're telling me, if the animal is alive at the beginning of Yom Tov, so you have in mind only to use it for a person, to shecht it, and now that it died by itself, you could only use it for a dog, you didn't have that in mind. So it's Muksa, so how could our Mishnah say, the only reason why it's Sosta is because it was Kachim. Mashpiv would be Chulin, would be Mutter, it's not true. Even if it would be Chulin, the animal you would not be allowed to use on Yom Tov, according to this man, the Yama. Sumar says, Hochi b'mayaskin, you know what we're talking about over here? B'mesukenis. We're talking about this animal, true, it was alive before Yom Tov, but it was a very sick animal. The divrei hakol, in a sick animal, then everybody's mind that Reb Shimon holds is not called Muksa. Because since the animal is very sick before Yom Tov, it entered your mind very good that it's going to die soon. And you thought right now, let's say it dies before I shecht it on Yom Tov, what am I going to do with it? I have to give it to my dogs, it's in the vela. So since the animal, your cow, was sick before Yom Tov, it entered your mind very good that it may die on Yom Tov, and you know then you'll have to give it to the dogs, so you had in mind to give it to the dogs. So in such a case, everybody holds that Reb Shimon is Maidam, you're allowed to give it to your dogs. So our Mishnah that says the reason why you can't give it to the dogs is because the Behemoth Kachim is talking about it was a sick animal. So if it would have been a behemoth chulin and it died on Yom Tov, you would be allowed to give it to your dogs. It wouldn't be muksa according to Reb Shimon. But now that the animal is a behemoth kachim, it's a bechor, and the loch of a bechor is a mitzvah to burn it, to give it to get it destroyed, to give it to your dogs, and that's called a malachi. Not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Therefore, you're not allowed to give it to the dogs or burn it on Yom Tov. Therefore, it's muksa on Yom Tov. So Mela Mishnah comes out very good according to Reb Shimon. Weiter. Ein nimnin ala behemol lechatchila b'yomtiv. You can't count on an animal. We'll soon see what that means. When you want to buy an animal, you can't like price it on yomtiv. Avo nimnin olay mir of yomtiv. You could price it before yomtiv. V'sherchtu no machalkim minayim. And then on yomtiv, you shecht the animal and divide up the chlukah that you said before yomtiv. That's tomorrow. Maya nimnin. What does it mean you can't like count the animal on yomtiv? Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Ein poiskin domen lechatchila al behemim v'yomtiv. That's what it means. If you want to buy an animal on yomtiv from the butcher, a live animal, you can't tell the butcher, I'll pay $100 for this animal. You can't be poiskin, you can't say how much money it's worth. You can't say the sum of money on yomtiv. Hechiyovitz, so what do you do? You want to buy an animal today, like you can't just stop taking it for nothing. So how does the butcher supposed to do to know how much to charge we have to yomtiv? Is Omer Rav, so Rav says, may we stay behemis. We bring two animals the exact size. We set one next to the other. And we say, this is like this. In other words, this animal's alive. So you should know, you're taking this animal home with you today on Yom Tov. Tomorrow we'll come back, we'll shots up how much this live animal is worth, and the price I'll give you tomorrow, that's what you're paying me today for this animal. That's what you're allowed to do. You're allowed to tell the guy on Yom Tov, take this animal, and tomorrow I have another animal the same size, I'll make a chesed with you tomorrow how much you owe me. That's you're allowed to do. But to say right now, this is a $100 animal, that you can't do. Tanya Nami Hoch, learn this also. Lo yoyim arodim lechaver, a person can't tell his friend. Hareini imcho b'sela. I'll be a partner with you, a seller's worth, a dollar's worth. Hareini imcho b'shtayim, I want to buy $2 worth with you. Like, I'll buy $2, you buy $2. Avaloy Meloy, the guy says it to him, Harenium Cholamachta, no, I want to divide the animal in half with you. Or Lishlish Ravi, I want to take a third, I want to take a quarter. In other words, I'll take a half of the animal right now. And how much is it worth? I'm not talking about it today. Tomorrow, we'll see how much the other half is worth, and I'll pay you for this half. That you're allowed to do. You're allowed to say how much of the animal you want to take, that yes. But to say the price, that you're not allowed to mention on Yom Tov. If you go to the store and buy the meat on Yom Tov, which is mutter, you're allowed to buy it, but not mention the schum, how much it's worth. That you could just make a simit to say, it's this big and this much we'll talk about tomorrow, or I want to take a 50%, I want to take half of it, a quarter, give me 2 pounds, 3 pounds, whatever it is, that you could do. Or weighing will still later, weighing can't weigh it either. You could just say, give me half the animal, give me a third, give me a quarter of the animal. How much it's worth? That will make up tomorrow after Yom Tov how much it's worth. All right, stop here.
Yeah, we're holding the Chof Ches Omer Aleph.